Good morning. I'd like to call the BATA Oversight Committee meeting of Wednesday, January 8, 2014 to order. Can we call the roll, please?
Good morning. Chair Dodd?
Here.
Vice Chair Bates?
Here.
Commissioner Campos? Absent. Commissioner Glover?
Here.
Commissioner Pruszynski?
Here.
Commissioner Kwan? Commissioner Sartipi? Absent. Commissioner Tissier? Absent. Commissioner Wiener?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Kim. Can you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We won't say anything, Steve. Okay. Kim or Maria, who's going to give the all-important compensation announcement this morning?
I will give that announcement.
Thank you.
As authorized by state law, I am making the following announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount.
Thank you. Okay, we have a consent items before us. We have an approval by Glover. Who's a second by Pruszynski. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any dissent? That motion passes without objection. So that leads us to item number five. We have a contract change order for Fast Track, the Regional Customer Service Center. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Commissioners. Commissioner Dodd. My name is Jason Weinstein with BATA staff, and I'm here to present item five, which requests approval to negotiate and enter into a contract change order with Xerox State and Local Solutions for the Fast Track Customer Service Center, also known as the CSC. So the purpose of this change order is twofold. One is to extend the current contract for up to 4 months for a not-to-exceed amount of $8.4 million to ensure the ongoing operations until our new CSC contract begins operations. As you know, we're in a period here where we have two contracts going. And the second part is to provide an interim location for the CSC as our current lease and contract where the CSC is located ends on June 30th, 2014. So why do we need an interim space? Well, as part of the new CSC contract, we require that the vendor, in this case Xerox, be co-located with BATA staff in the new 375 Beale Street building. Last summer, BAHA staff announced that the construction schedule for the new building was delayed and would not likely be ready for occupancy until early part of 2015, which doesn't quite line up with our contract. So this isn't something new. But so to that end, we explored several options to avoid the need for moving to an interim space to help minimize costs. We worked with BAHA staff to determine whether we could move Xerox into the new building sooner. We directed Xerox to negotiate with the current landlord at 475 Embarcadero for an extension and authorize them to actually give a financial incentive to do so that we could stay. However, that did not work out. And once Xerox began seeking interim spaces, we repeatedly directed them to look at less expensive alternatives and ultimately assisted them in finding a short-term lease priced under the current market rates in San Francisco. And I'll talk about that a little bit more when I have a slide to show you the costs with respect to the interim move. It's worth noting that the CSC is that currently is exclusively used for Fast Track and it's not used for other purposes. I have a few slides here to show you our existing CSC center. And this is the front of the building at 475 Embarcadero. This is the walk-in center. This is just some of the cubes where the customer service representatives who answer phones sit. This is the mail room where they open the mail and go through all the wonderful pieces of correspondence that we send out and receive. And this is the tag and also mail room. And this is a check scanning processing cube location. It's worth noting that The number of staff that work in this facility are 146 people, so it's not a small operation. We currently have 1.4 million fast track accounts that the CSC maintains for us. And so the next part here, I wanted to talk about some of the what are the cost drivers with respect to the move. So we're looking for this budgetary authority because we want to empower Xerox to take actions so that they will be ready to move by the end of June. It is an aggressive schedule. So with that in mind, I wanted to show you this table here. So we just have on the left the different items that make up the cost. You'll see two columns to the right, one which makes up the 5.4 that you see in the memo, and then to the right of that we have 4.9. Because we are currently, even as we write the memo, trying to look for ways to reduce costs. And the difference between those two columns is there are some ADA improvements that we probably won't need to do. The landlord will do them, and that reduces the tenant improvements. That's the first row there. And then to ensure that we don't have duplicative rent costs, we have some rent that we're going to get back from between the period of time from July 1 through September 30th when the new CSC starts operation that wasn't considered for before. In order to reduce costs, we actually looked for subleases instead of full-term leases. As many of you probably know, finding leases is pretty difficult these days. Most of them are 3 to 5 year terms. We don't need a term that long because we're going to move to 375 Beale Street. So we were successful in finding this short-term lease at 62 First Street, which is the proposed location for the new interim location for the CSE, and we'll be there for a period of 18 months. It could be shorter. We just want to make sure that we don't put ourselves in a situation where we are now and that we have enough float so that we can move into new building. And we'll also, to help control costs, be inserting a construction manager into Xerox's team so that we can do whatever possible to help reduce that tenant improvement number and also make sure that we stay on schedule. So with that, staff recommends that the committee authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a contract change order with Xerox in an amount not to exceed $13.8 million, comprised of $8.4 million for a four-month contract extension from July 1, 2014 to October 31, 2014, and $5.4 million for the interim CSC relocation. And with that ends my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I think I'll start out, if it's okay. I had a conference call yesterday, and I apologize. I can't remember all the names who were on the call, but Andy was on the call for sure, I know. But I really believe the staff's done, a better job breaking out the numbers that that we have here today compared to what we have in our packet. I think it's a little bit more self-explanatory. Even with that, I think that number there, for me, that just keeps exploding back at me is the tenant improvements of $2.34 million. Even showing the picture that you showed, it's just hard for me to fathom. And Mayor Bates just said to me, $1 million just doesn't go very far anymore. But I guess maybe a question that I would have for you, Jason, is are any of those tenant improvements recoverable afterwards?
Well, it is possible that if there are some, items that we acquire that could potentially be moved to 375 Beale Street, then, yes, there wouldn't be any throwaway cost there. But I'll be honest, it's probably not going to be a lot.
I appreciate your candor. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, Tom Bates. We don't have any choice, though, right? I mean, it's like we have a lot of choices in this game, right? Because they can't stay where they are. past the time, and so and we're not ready to receive them. So it's kind of like an unfortunate group of timing. But obviously, the Beal Building is not coming around as fast as we wanted, because primarily because of the tenant, I gather, on the top floor is not moving. So that's been sort of a whole chain of events, and unfortunately, it's going to cost us some more money. But in the long run, it'll be great to have them in the building, and I think it's worth it. And so I'm going to move the staff recommendation.
We have a motion. Excuse me. We have a motion by Bates. Do we have a second? We have a motion by Bates. Do we have a second?
Dies of lack of second.
We have Glover steps up to the plate with a second.
The big spenders.
I would assume there that we might have some discussion. Seeing none, I think Mayor Bates kind of covered really the gist of what is going on here. So all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you very much, Jason. Good work. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to move to item number six, BATA resolution number 51, debt policy.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning, Sue.
Sue Wu with the Finance Department. We're doing our annual reauthorization of the BATA debt policy for 2014. There are no changes to the policy this year, and I will be happy to take any questions.
Okay, so this is the same policy we had last year, and we're just moving it forward.
That's correct.
Thank you very much, Sue. May I have a motion? We have a motion by Przinski and a second by Glover. Any discussion? Any dissent? That motion passes without objection. Thank you, Sue. We have public comment. We have one speaker card. Andre Carpio. Getting better.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, members of the commission. My name is Andre Carpio. I'm a resident of Aimerville. I come here to plead for the issue of the homeless. As you know, the homeless has many problems, and we are all responsible because it's a society, it's a modern society problem. These people didn't ask to be homeless. The system, for some reason, put them there in that, and they are not criminal. And they are not also subject to be exploited by the judicial system, the incarceration industry, or the health department. We have to do something to take care of the homeless. And I'm seeing the issue here that we have Old Bay Bridge that is being demolished and which could be transformed to make habitat for the homeless. That's the first thing we need to do. The Old Bay Bridge has all the facility, has all the utility. All we need to do is to upgrade the utility to make and to be up to date with the national code to enforcement. And with that, we can resolve part of the homeless situation. And we have the money because we are paying hundreds of millions of dollars for the demolition of the Bay Bridge, which makes no sense. I think it's a crime that we are paying for demolishing the bridge while people are waiting for lodging. Thank you.
Okay, no other public comments, so I'm going to adjourn this meeting to the next meeting of the BATA Oversight Committee, which will be Wednesday, February 12th at 9:30 a.m.